Right, so today I've got a syndrome. I'm interviewing Chris Holmes, new chairman of Belle Isle and Middleton in Bloom. I'm a volunteer reporter for South East Life. Right, Chris, you've recently been voted in as new chairman of the Belle Isle and Middleton in Bloom group. What do you hope to bring to the group in the next year or so?
Well, hopefully, as you've seen, there's already been three new planters along Belle Isle Road and Belle Isle Circus. Came along with Instaplanter. They supplied them. And with them, how they work is we get the money on every six planter. So hopefully with that funding, and that's a regular revenue, so if we can get as many planters all the way through Belle Isle and Middleton and get funding from these six planters, it would be my idea to be able to supply hanging baskets at subsidised rate rather than asking someone to pay for a full price.
Okay. Well, that was going to be my second question. Instaplanter, as he said, recently took on board some of the planting of the containers. Could you please tell me a bit about Instaplant, which you might not already talk about?
Well, within Instaplanter, what they actually do, they supply the plant boxes, which are around 4 foot square. They fill it, plant it, water it. They also search out for possible sponsorship, you know, your companies, which helps Belle Isle look a better, Belle Isle and Middleton, should I say, look a better place, more colourful, which then leaves us volunteers at Belle Isle and Middleton in Bloom to do other things such as planting in wherever it may needed that we're allowed to plant.
Okay, thank you. I would imagine Bickmore and Bickmore Gate have meant a lot to you over the last few years, before and after you joined the board. Can you please tell us a bit about your best moments, including how Julie has helped you and Bickmore Gate in this venture?
I suppose there's no one thing I can actually say, because there's been so many things that I've enjoyed doing. But what I have learned has helped me to come along and do more voluntary. It's actually inspired me to do more. And I've been able to take this back to Julie. Well, then I encouraged to start her ancestry group. Wasn't sure whether she would or not, but she said she'd give it a go. And as you are yourself, it's just gone from strength to strength.
Yeah.
So, and I applaud her wholeheartedly for that.
Can you please tell me, have you any hobbies, Chris?
My hobbies, I love cooking. As much as I'm enjoying volunteering, it can be tiring and sometimes stressful. So my relaxation is when it comes to cooking. I take over the kitchen, no one's allowed in kitchen. I have music on and I just cook. I mean, today I'm making a right old concoction with spaghetti, mushrooms, onions, with chicken all coated in curry sauce. I like to make my own little concoctions, as it were. But no, definitely cooking as well as spending time with my family.
Okay. What is your favourite food and drink?
When it comes to drink, it depends. During the summertime, I'll like to have a glass of cider outside in sun. If I go out for a meal or to a pub, it'll be a lager. And other times when I'm home, I might have a couple of glasses of wine, white wine. The food, chips are okay, but there's not much taste. I prefer proper roast meals, you know, your Sunday lunches, and they're my favourite, them and stews.
Okay, thank you for that. Chris, where in the world would you and Julie like to go on holiday where you've never been before?
There's a couple of places I would like to go, but they're abroad. And right now, I think at a push, Julie probably would get on a plane, but she's a bit nervous, which I suppose most people are until they finally get on it. But I'm off to Berlin this week for weekend, which I've always fancied going to Germany, but the other two places would be Canada and Australia.
Okay, thank you for that. That's including to you. I have to ask you, is there anything you would like to add to this interview before closing?
I'd like to thank you for interviewing me to let people know who I am and get Belle Isle, Milton and Bloom out there. I would also like to add that as many volunteers we can get would be great because more hands make light work, and we would like more volunteers in Milton itself.
Okay, thank you. I'd just like to say from my point of view, good luck to getting back on the bit more board at the AGM coming up shortly.
Thank you.
Thanks again.